Now, why this becomes important very simply is this. When I am operating my day-to-day life, I have always held the belief that I'm operating my life in harmony and agreement with the thoughts that penetrate my conscious thinking. And yet now we find something new. Neuroscientists are telling us of a surprising piece of data, and it goes like this, that anywhere from 95 and perhaps more closely 99% of the day, we operate from the subconscious mind, the more powerful mind of the two. And that 5% or less, probably just 1% of the day, we're actually controlling the lives with our own intentions and desires and beliefs that we actually entertain in our conscious mind. The significance is that when the conscious mind is busy thinking about things or engaged in some kind of activity such as a conversation, all the rest of the programming comes from the subconscious mind. Well, now we stand back and say, well, wait a minute. Most of the programming of the subconscious mind wasn't derived from us. It was patterned by other people that were around us when we were growing up. It's not even our own behavior. It may not even support what we would like to do. But do we even observe it when we express its behavior? And that's when I say, no, go back and remember this. The two minds work in tandem, and we're generally oblivious of the action of the subconscious mind. So this is why people, when they look at the world, get very frustrated and concerned, thinking, but this is what I want in my world. I want a wonderful relationship. I want to be healthy. I want to have excitement. I want to have joy. All the great things, that these are things that I want. Well, let's look at it that this is a conscious intention and a conscious desire. But if this person comes from a dysfunctional family, then the reality is, while they're even thinking these thoughts of what they want, the subconscious mind is then carrying out the behavior. But the behavior it's carrying out is not the behavior associated with the conscious mind's intentions and wishes. It's a behavior that's just a replay of the teachers that they learn from, which may be totally self-sabotaging. And in fact, again, that's when you go back and you talk to that person and you say, you know, you're just like your parent. And to them, they're like, how could you even say that? And the reason, again, is they're fully oblivious of the programs in the subconscious. Well, what kind of programs that can we get in the subconscious that actually will interfere with us? And this is the interesting part, because you're familiar with them already. You've already seen kids getting programmed with thoughts that are sabotaging and detrimental. I'll give you a couple examples. For example, let's say you're in a busy department store and the parents are pushing a shopping cart around, and behind them is a little toddler who is grabbed onto some toy and now throwing a tantrum. Mommy, mommy, I want this toy. I want this toy. For a moment, stop and listen to what the parents say to this child, especially if they're frustrated and they really want to get out of the store. They really make it short and sweet, something like, you don't deserve that toy. Now, come on, let's get up and we're leaving. And these kind of things are said to a child. You're not good enough for that. You don't deserve. Things that children hear when they're less than six are not thought about in their conscious mind. Their conscious mind's not even really working at that time. That's alpha consciousness. They're just directly downloading into the subconscious. What do they download? You were probably downloaded with the same thing. I was downloaded with things like this. Who do you think you are? You're not smart enough. You're not good at X, or you're not good at Y. You're a sickly child. You don't deserve things. Well, when we hear those and we're less than six, remember this. We don't have to have an education. We just have an immediate download. The immediate download goes into the subconscious. The subconscious is a habit player. It will play that habit, not just when we're kids. We'll play it until the day we die. So now look at yourself. Let's say you're 40 years old, and you came from that particular family that was in the department store. And your conscious mind is now reviewing the current status of your life and not very satisfied with it, thinking, my goodness, I work so hard. I'm smarter than the rest of the other people on the job. I'm not getting as paid as much as I should. I should even be the boss of my section. How come I'm not getting that? And of course, the immediate thought is, because the universe and the conditions of the world aren't offering it. I'm a victim. Things are out of my control. I just don't get them for whatever number of reasons. And I can give you a whole list of reasons. And yet the truth is, they didn't get the position because that was a child that was repeatedly programmed the belief, you do not deserve things. And why is this relevant? because 95 to 99% of the day, this processor, the subconscious mind, a million times more powerful than the processor called the conscious mind, is playing the same program over and over again. You do not deserve, you do not deserve, habitually playing that program. And all of a sudden, that would cause us to engage in behaviors to make that belief coherent. In other words, I cannot engage in a behavior that will reward me, because if I get rewarded and I have a program saying I do not deserve, that's a conflict. It won't work. So what the subconscious mind will do, will engage in programs and behaviors to be assuring of the fact that in the end, I won't get something because I don't deserve it. Now, why this becomes a problem is that there's a tendency to believe that there's actually something or someone in the subconscious mind. So that as we become aware of information, we think, ah, now that I understand this about my life, I will be different. So for example, people go to cognitive therapy and they say, let's review the history of your life, all your experiences. And they go back over every hurting thing that you've ever felt in your life. Every time you were rejected, every time you lost, you go over all those events and you relive them again. Interesting fact, you actually re-experience them. Your whole physiology re-experiences those original things. And now all of a sudden, after so many years of cognitive therapy, you sit down and you're very proud and you say, yeah, I spent $60,000 and I know every event that caused my life to be the way it is. My parents did this, my girlfriend did that, my friends did this. I make a whole list of them. I'm totally aware of them. And guess what? My behavior is still the same as it was before. And what's the problem? And the problem is this. Somehow or other, we've held a belief that if my conscious mind becomes aware of something, that will automatically correct the data in my subconscious mind. But this is a failure. It's an error for the simple reason. The subconscious mind doesn't have anybody in it. It's a tape player. The idea of trying to change the tape player by talking to it can be expressed in a simple example. I give you a tape. You go home, put it in your tape player. You push the play button. You start to listen to the program and decide you don't like that program. So what do? You go up to the tape player and have a discussion with it. Say, you know, this is really not a good program. I wish you would play something different. Maybe you could play something like this or something like that. And as you start talking and talking and talking, you realize I'm talking to this tape player for a long time. And guess what? It's still playing the same tape. And the reality, all of a sudden, you start to recognize is that it's not listening to you. So then you get mad. You get mad at yourself and you start yelling at yourself. Damn it. Why can't you do things better? Because now you're talking to yourself to get the program to run better. And now you're arguing with yourself and you're yelling at yourself and you're berating yourself. And the reality is, who are you talking to? Not the subconscious mind. That might be your intention, but the unfortunate part is that subconscious mind's a tape player. Nobody's in there to even listen to your argument. The reality is, it falls on deaf ears. And after you get finished getting mad at yourself, then you're really left with the last thing. And then at that point, you really start asking God to come in and change the tape player. And the issue about that is, no, it will not happen that way. The tape player is a very important device. It was not our enemy. The tape player was actually an adjunct to our consciousness in this regard. Because if all the programs were run in there correctly, then I wouldn't have to pay attention to the things in my life like I don't now anyway. But the programs that are in there would actually lead me to a successful end. I mean, think about it this way. If you happen to be a child in a family, and this family was an aware family, a conscious family, a very loving family, a family that worked on a win-win basis, that understood balance and harmony in nature and lived their lives that way and treated each other with respect and love and everything that we would think is the most wonderful family relationship. If you were an infant born into that family, that would be the program in your subconscious mind. You know what's interesting about that? That individual can grow up and not pay attention to anything in the world. They can spend their entire life daydreaming, and that person will end up on the top of the pile. Why? Because when they're not paying attention, every program in their subconscious mind would be leading them to very positive, satisfactory kinds of conclusions. But that, unfortunately, is a very rare exception. Almost all of us were brought up with dysfunctional relationships where our parents didn't have appropriate relationships. Their responses to the environment were not really fully supportive or encouraging of health or resolution. And that their information sent to us from them about who we are, whether we were smart or pretty or not smart, or not pretty, and not able to do things, and not able to earn things, or not be worthy of things, and who do we think we are? These kind of the programs, when we get these programs in our subconscious, when we're not paying attention, those are the programs that are playing.